Connor Pope joins us once again. Connor, how are you? Hello.
Hi, Catherine. How are you getting on?
I am good. I'm good. I can hear you loud and clear. How are you keeping these last few weeks? You're in good form.
But you know what? Good form might be a stretch.
Okay.
I think, like everybody, it's a struggle to get through what we hope is the kind of the last leg of the horrible times we've all been through. But, you know, we're all still here and that's the main thing.
That is the main thing. Well, I'm going to just kick right off because I know we've got a lot to get through with Price Watch. And if people do have any questions that need a resolution, as always, they can send them into pricewatch@rte.ie. So somebody has, this is the problem today. I don't know if I'm alone, but I'm increasingly annoyed with delivery companies just leaving parcels at my door if I am not in. Sometimes I even find them at the doorstep when I am in. Some of the stuff left out in the elements and at risk of being stolen was worth hundreds of euro. It's absolutely infuriating. Is there anything I can do to make sure they deliver stuff into my hands or at the very least to a neighbour I can trust? This is not the first time I've heard this complaint.
No. I think we should start off by saying the delivery companies have done a really, really good job over the last 12 months because there's been this massive surge in online shopping. With people unable to go into bricks and mortar shops and people afraid to go into bricks and mortar shops and people reliant more than ever on online purchases. So all of the delivery companies, from OnPost to DPD to Fastway to DHL to UPS, they've all been under tremendous pressure. I mean, online transactions have more than doubled in Ireland, and that means there's been more than double the number of deliveries. And not only that, but an awful lot of the deliveries that would have traditionally taken place to people's offices are now taking place to people's homes. Because I don't know about you, Catherine, but for instance, I haven't been in the Irish Times since last March. But when I was in the Irish Times every day, I would typically get my parcels that I was buying online delivered to work because it was just the easier thing to do. There was always going to be somebody there.
Yeah.
So there's been a big change now. So not only do the delivery companies have to deliver more parcels, they have to deliver them to more varied addresses. But having said that, there is a problem with how some deliveries are managed. And I know that there's a problem because I posted this query on my own social media account a couple of weeks back, and I got more than almost 1,000 responses in a couple of days from people detailing some horrific experiences that people had. Like there was parcels just thrown over the garden wall, and clothes ended up being shredded by dogs. High end technology was left unguarded on doorsteps. Books were left in the rain. Long-awaited parcels were just dumped in wheelie bins by couriers. And they're the horror stories that I know about. Now, for everybody who found their parcel, albeit a parcel that had been chewed on by a dog or had been left mouldering in a wheelie bin, there must be an awful lot more people who never found their parcels at all. And there was some terrible ones, like, you know, delivery companies, as I say, they would put it in the recycling bin, but they wouldn't leave a note or anything to say that it was in the recycling bin. So it would only be when you were putting the recycling out, if you happened to look into it, you'd find your parcel. There was other ones where, you know, people might live in apartment complexes, and the delivery guy would just randomly hand it to some guy or some woman near the apartment complex, say, can you drop that into number 7 or whatever it might be. Now, people are generally speaking good, I find. And I think it's always a better way to live your life working under that assumption that people generally speaking are good. So we have seen a lot of parcels left undisturbed on doorsteps, even in, like, you know, places like the North Inner City where I live, where you'd imagine that there'd be somebody going, oh, geez, I'll take that parcel. Like, so people are generally good, but there has to be kind of a better way. Now, the question this person asks is, what can you do and what happens if things go wrong? Now, the bottom line is that if I buy a product from any company and it doesn't get to me, or it gets to me after being first eaten by my dog, well, the company who I bought the product from is ultimately responsible for ensuring the product is delivered to me in good working order. So their relationship with their delivery company really matters. Because let's say I buy an expensive phone. And in fact, one person contacted me and they had 4,500 euros worth of camera equipment left outside their house without any knowledge that they were coming. Now, if I buy something for 1,000 euros or 10 euros or whatever, and it doesn't come to me, well, then I contact the company I bought it from and I say, well, I didn't get that parcel. And there is no proof of delivery. So there is the assumption that I didn't get the parcel. So ultimately, you'd have to go to the company who you bought it from. They would have to investigate with the retailer and or the delivery company, and that and that and that's what happened. That's what happens, because under EU law, retailers are responsible for products until they are handed to the consumer.
Okay. Wow,
so
okay.
Whatever happens, it's ultimately the retailer's fault. And I think that's maybe where we should push this, because it's the retailers who employ the delivery companies. And again, it's really important to stress that it's not all delivery companies, are even all drivers. And you also have to acknowledge that the individual drivers are sometimes under huge pressure.
Mm. But obviously different delivery companies.
They have an awful lot of stuff to get to.
But obviously different delivery companies have different policies, no?
Well, when I contacted the delivery companies, and I contacted the big ones, and their policies are very clear that, you know, they can't just leave a parcel on a doorstep. They can't just dump it in the wheelie bin without telling you that it's in the wheelie bin. And you know, they have very strict controls in place. But given the volume of deliveries that are being made, sometimes these things fall through the cracks. Now, but for all the bad experiences, there's way more good experiences. Like, to give you an example, my wife bought something from a company, an Irish company called Designist, last weekend. And she bought two or three things from Designist. Now, it's a lovely little shop on South Great George Street, in Dublin too, right? And I've no relationship with them whatsoever. But within 3 or 4 hours, the parcel had arrived at our house, delivered by some guy driving a car. So, and I was kind of thinking, take that, Amazon, because Amazon would never top that kind of delivery. And the same story is being told by an awful lot of people who've bought off local providers, who have a good relationship with both their delivery companies and all the rest. So whilst I want to make it clear that this is not every delivery company, not every delivery driver, but it is a problem. But ultimately, the issue is between the consumer who buys the product and the retailer who sells the product. And if the retailer can't get that product to you, well, then it's the retailer's fault. Mm. End of story. It's okay. Nothing to do with you. You don't have to take the hit. The one exception to that, by the way, is the likes of Parcel Motel and all those kind of intermediary companies. It's a different if a parcel is delivered to one of those companies, well, then at that moment the retailer ceases to have any kind of responsibility for it. But it'd be interesting to see if any of your listeners have had terrible experiences or indeed really good experiences, like the one I've given you with the shop in George Street.
There are
way more good experiences.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say that I have to say personally, for the last 12 months, we've had nothing but good experiences. And if something is left in the recycling bin, there's always a note in the door, or it's with the neighbour, and there's always a note in the door saying it's either left or right. The conversation that I had with the girlfriends the other night was, is it acceptable to answer the door in your pyjamas, in your dressing gown, in your towel? Like, I kind of said, well, it's
100%.
It's part of the course now. Like, I've answered the door in my towel and the hair all over the place.
Yeah.
And I'd say the poor delivery drivers have more than a story or two that they could tell about good and bad experiences of what answers the door.
I'd say so. And actually, you're right. I mean, over the last 12 months, I've had zero bad experiences with delivery companies. But also, I've got to know my neighbours on either side of me much more, because I'm taking in parcels for them. They're taking in parcels for me. So I know that one of them is shopping in this shop, or one of them has just got themselves a new phone.
Yeah, they're judging you and you're judging them.
Taking in parcels for me. Exactly. So it is building this kind of weird community. And, you know, we just all have to get on with it.
Brilliant. All right. Conor Pope, lovely to chat to you as always. Thanks a million, and chat to you again very soon. Anish Toshinam, the Prief Gaelton, Anuakta, Lamarian, Ni Hulawan.